From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music of Kentucky. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents an evening with Wonky Tonk. Coming up on Red Barn Radio.
Love makes me weary. Love keeps me company. Love has finally found me with all its ups and downs. She loves him deeply, and she loves him softly. She kisses him sweetly, sweet as she can bear. But he gets to thinking every time he's been drinking. Know that I love yous, know that I miss yous, they just don't add up. 'Cause love makes me weary, and love keeps me company. Love has finally found me with all its ups and downs.
Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information? Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass.
The flames only grow higher, and as good as it gets is just a testament to how bad it can go. Words make her lungs black, and song keeps her life intact. Never thought her hands and ways would ever really change into sticking around. 'Cause love makes me weary, and love keeps me company. Love has finally found me with all its ups and downs. Touches her nicely, and he sticks with her despite the crazy in her eyes. She'd be a fool to leave. They built that cabin and filled it up with all the loving. Then the winter came, all the frost and shame, and it all fell down. Keeps me company. Love has finally found me with all its ups and downs. 'Cause love makes me weary, and love keeps me company. Love has finally found me with all its ups and downs. Love makes me weary, and love keeps me company. Love has finally found me and left me just the same.
Hey folks, if you're just joining us, you're listening to Red Barn Radio. I'm Brad Becker, the host of Red Barn, and tonight on our program, we have with us a band from Northern Kentucky, up by Covington, I think. It's These guys are called Wonky Tonk, and Wonky Tonk is Jasmine Poole. She is joined by Rob McAllister, who is really covering a lot more sound than you can imagine here with his guitar and a variety of percussion instruments. It's quite a sight to see, so make sure you go to the Red Barn Radio webpage and check out the photographs we have of the program. We'd love for you to see that anyway. Been nominated for a CEA, a Cincy Entertainment Award. They were voted January 2016 Award for Best Country Album by the Academia Group. Is that right?
That is correct. On the other side of the nation.
Oh, all right.
In California.
Oh, all right. How did they happen to hear your music?
I have a radio campaign going on with my publicist, and so I sent so many records to so many people. There was a man named Rick who contacted me from one of the stations there saying, hey, I heard you, our DJs are spinning it, you should try out and send your stuff to these guys because they're doing a lot for local and regional and national musicians. See what happens. And it happened, which is pretty cool.
You also got the Cincinnati nomination. And do you feel like you have a strong fan base in your own hometown?
I suppose so. Yes, yes. I had a CD release on December 4th at the Northside Tavern, and it was really magical to see all of my friends and family reposting and sending out vibes and bringing different people, and it ended up filling the entire room, which was probably 150, 200 people, which is really cool to help celebrate. So that's definitely, I have faith in the fan base. I have a lot of friends.
Yeah, all right.
Nice people.
Well, you used to call me baby, used to call me darling, now you ain't calling no more. Yeah, you wanted me as your wife, and for months I put up a fight. When I finally gave in, you didn't want me no more. Well, that's the love as you make it. Sometimes you give your heart to someone and they break it. Well, that's the love. It takes a few times to get it right. Taught me two things, that was how to drink more. So I'm drinking, 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 drinking. Gonna probably end up wasted on your kitchen floor. Call the cops, 'cause that's the love as you make it. Sometimes you give your heart to someone and they break it. Well, that's the love. Takes a few times to get it right. Nothing was as good as the love we had that summer and the feelings of you. 'Cause you used to call me baby, used to call me darling, now you ain't calling no more. Yeah, you wanted me as your wife, and for months I put up a fight. When I finally gave in, you didn't want me no more. Love as you make it. Sometimes you give your heart to someone and they break it. Well, that's the love. It takes a few times to get it right.
Why don't we take just a few minutes for you to tell us about your sort of your musical past and, you know, how you arrived at the place where you are today. Could you go back, say, to your teen years?
Oh, goodness. I started a band with my friend Annie named the Wonky Donkeys. We made songs for a bunch of chemistry projects our sophomore and junior years of high school. And they really took off, and we put them on MySpace at the time as a joke. And then people started contacting us to play shows. So we did that. From there, I had never planned on playing music, but I enjoyed it and needed it so much, at least performing it live for other people. Annie moved out to Washington University and then to Brooklyn, and then I just kept going. And there is a band called The Curious Hair who came up from Miami to play with us. And they decided at a Waffle House late night after a show that she was the donk and I was the wonk. So then I left Cowgirl Boots, and it all came together from there.
You left out a lot.
I did. I was trying to see a abridged version. From my window, the train is eye level, a rocky reminder that I am still here. The dice, they rattle, the flavor of the moment when I finish here and who I'm never, never, never going home. Well, in the greasy anchor bore, you whispered in my ear, darling, life's a gamble, romance a drug, the whole world is dancing, won't you give in, come on, give in, give in and love. Well, Tennessee, didn't you hear? Money's not real, and neither is fear. And we train goodbyes for hellos and couches, carrying a wife on the wheels of a song. This pine, this rambling, it gets us where we're going. Our savior, our sinner, the reason we're alone. Will the riding noise sounds bitter when the moon wakes up? And I've been waiting for a song, but the words, they get stuck on the chances that I've missed and the feelings I'm afraid of. Something to get lost in like your morning. Yes. Well, Tennessee, didn't you hear? Money's not a ring, neither is fear. Well, Tennessee, didn't you hear? Money. You feel if life gave me you, then that's a pretty sweet deal. Oh, Tennessee, is this what you feel if life gave me you,
then that's a pretty sweet deal.
If you've just joined us,
tonight we're with Wonky Tonk
on Red Barn Radio.
You have some music in your family?
Kenny Poole is a guy. He's my great uncle. He was a fabulous jazz guitarist. My dad likes to play G, C, and D on the guitar and sing Ramones covers. And my mom loves Prince, but the last time I said that on the radio, she called the radio station and told them to tell me not to say that again.
Oh,
but
come
she doesn't
on.
Play anything. She used to sing an awful lot, but I think it only really goes back to my great-uncle Kenny Poole, who played a lot of fabulous guitar, and my grandma is a fabulous performer, but she definitely doesn't have a musical bone in her body. So,
did you grow up aware that you had a family member who was a professional musician?
No. Not until I started playing music did my family tell me that he existed.
Uh-huh.
So I had no idea. Which I think is kind of fun. It took off the pressure, I suppose.
Do you have some musical training for your singing and your playing?
Rob is a great mentor. He's my digital sensei. And he turns the knobs on the guitar so it sounds right. In high school, it was junior or senior year, I took guitar lessons. I'm putting those in quotes in Radioland. It was by a guy named Rick, who was bald on top and a really long red mullet. And he had a flying V guitar, and he would sit down at my dining room table, and we weren't allowed to plug in anything. And he just taught me music theory and Dorian and Phrygian modes and all this stuff that I can't even remember. I don't think I actually got to play a song until I did the Wonky Donkeys and we just made up some tunes. So that's the only real training I've had, and then the rest is falling down and trying again and again. Traino incognito, showered in a box where liquid true drains in. So obvious. Face to face, look at the red one. The facts pour out from those which you see. You see, you see, you see the world. From the light that breaks the sky, the rumble from the gods are making Mother Nature cry, cry, oh cry. And the raindrops are saying, if I get the time, and the freeways moaning, if I find the time, then I make a show with you. We'll hop that fence to leave you moving, Mark. The sky reflects the road, the clouds are heavy with dark. Midnight blue, ooh, ooh. And give up the driver's seat, teardrop for right hand needs. Turn the knob to the left to reveal the music of the city. Beats eardrums tonight, 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 tonight. Oh, and balances affection on all of the time. Phone, a bit of its axis, the sun begins to shine, shine. Sunshine. And the UV rays are saying, if I get the time, and the
birdies are playing. If I find the time, then I make a show with you. Starts to light the radiator homes.
I think that I learned a lot from Rick. It's just buried down deep inside.
Yeah,
and
that's right.
I think it influences a lot of things. I just can't really articulate it.
Uh-huh. Yeah, looks are deceiving. Say at Renfro Valley, just, you know, 70 miles south of here, if you guys were walking the streets, you would not be, you know, pinned as, you know, country players. We see a lot of Wrangler jeans and hair that, you know, colors not, that don't occur in nature. You're not wearing Wrangler jeans and Gap clothes. You're, you know, you have a different kind of sort of persona and image.
My ex-stepmom now, she would, when I moved in with her and my dad, it was a hard transition, and she would always tell me, just be a cowgirl. You're going to be a cowgirl today. You're going to, and that's the reason that cowgirls get up in the morning, they decide what they want to do, and they do it. And so when we got through a hard day, but we did what we said we were going to do, she said, you were a cowgirl today. I lived in Billings, Montana for a while, and Western culture in that realm sort of scares me a little bit. I like the idea of a cowgirl in a storybook, petticoats and sparkly cowgirl boots. So that's really what I garnered just the look from. I just love boots, and the petticoat added things to every dress that I could own, which is fabulous. And as Jasmine, I get really nervous singing, so I could, if I do Wonky Tonk, then it's all right if I mess up or act a little crazy. I can't be held accountable for what Wonky Tonk does, or vice versa. Well, I've been spending my days building my home, spending most nights sleeping alone. And these are the things I do to stay on the go. It's always hard when your heart's on the road. Cause I'm tied to these lines. My heart was a bluff. Well, he'll never know how many songs I've wrote or will continue to write.
cause my heart's always broke. Cause I'm tied to these lines. I gave up the only one that I could mine, and I'm tied to these lines. Baby, I'm lonesome. When your heart's on the road, it's kind of funny how you have no place to go. When your heart's on the road, cause I'm tied to these lines. I gave up the only one that I would call mine, and I'm tied to these lines. Baby, I'm lonesome all the time.
Who are some of the musicians that you work with in Cincinnati who have sort of impacted you all?
This is Rob McAllister here, folks. He's been sitting here just listening and nodding. And
I'm trying to behave over here, you know?
And trying to behave.
I grew up in actual rural Indiana and moved to Cincinnati, coming to a couple open mics. I really didn't want to come out because I really didn't know if I was good enough to hang because, you know, city was like, whoa. You know.
Did you come to open mics as a guitarist or as
yeah,
a
this all this mess is relatively new. About a year and a half I've been doing it, maybe. This the guitar playing and stuff like that didn't really come along until I moved to the city and meeting local players like Pat Kennedy, who taught me how to finger pick. Mm. It wasn't like lessons or anything. I'm just really good at, like, he calls it laser eyes. If I'm watching you a certain way, I'm pretty much practicing in my own head and then figuring out how to finger pick. And actually it was kind of a blend of Appalachian style finger picking and Delta blues style finger picking, and it kind of just turned into what it is now.
I'm going out on the highway, listen to them big trucks whine. I'm going out on the highway, listen to them big trucks whine.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with Wonky Tonk, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. We're back with Wonky Tonk after this break. This is Red Barn Radio.